الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد this is our 16th majlis 16th session of the tafsir of book of Allah which we are doing in this mosque in Al-Furqan from the book At-Tafsir li Ulum al-Tanzil of Al-Imam Ibn Juzay. Today is the 9th of Ramadan 1447 corresponding to the 26th of February 2026 of the Common Era. We stopped during our last session we stopped on verse 30 so we are starting with the verse 31 وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا we are starting from there yes we are starting from وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها ثم عرضهم على الملائكة فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء إن كنتم صادقين قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم قال يا آدم أنبئهم بأسمائهم فلما أنبأهم بأسمائهم قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم غيب السماوات قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض وأعلم ما تبدون وما كنتم تكتمون
الله تبارك وتعالى says وعلم آدم وعلم آدم and he taught آدم الأسماء the names كلها all of them ثم عرضهم على الملائكة then he showed them to the angels فقال and then he said أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء inform me of the names of these things إن كنتم صادقين if indeed you are truthful in what you said. Adam, that is the name given by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to the first human being. And the fact that this name is common in all civilizations, that the first human being that Allah created is Adam, shows that there is nothing like evolution, because if there were evolution, it will not just be Adam first appearing, it will be many like him appearing. But the fact that he's been singled out with the name of Adam, it shows that this is what human beings have have taken as their legacy, generation after generation. In the language of the this is the name of the first human being in the language of the Arabs. It was also, some scholars, they say that it was originally Hebrew, and it was taken from the Hebrew name, from a Hebrew name, you know, just like we have the Hebrew names of Ibrahim, which translated into English is which the English also adopted as Abraham, even though some of the Arabs, they pronounce it as Abraham,
yeah,
as it is in the Qira'ah of who?
Hisham.
Hisham,
Abu Amir.
Huh?
Abu Amir.
Abu Amir. In the Qira'ah of Na'am. Ibn Amir. Ibn Amir. So the it is possible that yes, it is originally a Hebrew word, because you know in the Torah there is extensive presentation of the history of Adam in the in Genesis Sifru Takwin, and it was mentioned with this name. So that is the name of the first human being. Al-Asma, ay Asma ubani Adam. Ibn Jazayh, he translates Al-Asma, the names, because here the names, it shows these are, this is something which is known, the names. The names. The names of what? So this, the understanding of Mufassirun may differ. Here, Ibn Jazayh, he says Asma ubani Adam, the names of the sons of Adam. Wa asma'u ajnat, and the names of jinni, different classes of creation, of creatures. Asma'u ajnat, al ashya, and also things, and the names of things. There is something here, Ambassador, which I think could be. أجناس الأشياء كتسمية القمر in our own نسخة he said كتشمية القمر تسمية like the name like the name of the moon, والشجر, trees, وغير ذلك, and other things.
Someone can ask Adam as a name. Does it have any meaning like other names?
Okay, whether it is derived from a root meaning. Yes, some people, some scholars, they say if the root word is from the Hebrew, you may not know what is the root meaning in Arabic. It's just that the Arabs adopted it. But if it is the Arabic, and that it is originally an Arabic word, then it may have a root word. Like here, Ibn Ashur mentions the what the scholars of the scholars, you know, of Arabic language have said. Some scholars, they say there is no need to find out its root word. It is like some Arabic scholars trying to say the root word of Ya'qub, the root word of Ya'qub is from Al-Aqib. Al-Aqib, which is the the tip of the ankle, the back tip of the foot, of your foot. Or to say Iblis is from Iblas. While these are now, these are names that were in another language, there is no need for you to do that. This is the opinion of Az-Zamakhshari, and Ibn Ashur also, he conforms with what he said. But like Al-Jawhari, he says that the Adam, the, or the root word is A-Adam. A-Adam. Ala wazni af'al. A-Adam. Ala wazni Ahmad. A-Adam. Okay, with the two hamzas. A-Adam. Wahuwa min al-Udma. It is taken from al-Udma. That is the color of the dark color, not dark color, dark brownish color. Not like us. We are dark. But Udma, well, definitely, yes. Udma is taken by the Arabs to be the opposite of light color, light skin. Dark skin and light skin. Imru' al-Qais, who is a pre-Islamic, a pre-Islam poet of Arabia, he said, تَمَتَّعْ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا فَإِنَّكَ فَانِي مِنَ الْبِيضِ كَالْأَرَامِ وَالْأُدْمِ كَالْدُّمَى. That is, take pleasure from this world because you are going to die. You are going to be annihilated. You are going to end. How do you that? مِنَ الْبِيضِ, from light-skinned women. كَالْأَرَام, like gazelles. Like gazelle. وَالْأُدْمِ, and from those who are dark-skinned. Kaduma, like the what do you call this? You know, when they make out of clay, they make a human being.
Sculpture.
Like a, not sculpture. There is one. There is a name which they call them. Those that are displayed in where they wear their clothes. They wear them clothing. Mannequins. Yes. Mannequins. Or those that are dark skinned, like mannequins made of clay. So that is the opposite of what is light skinned. So they say Adam is from Al-Udma, from dark skin. وَهِيَ لَوْنُ السُّمْرَةِ. لَوْنُ السُّمْرَةِ, that is the color of dark brown. فَطُلِبَتْ ثَانِيَةُ الْحَمْزَتَيْنِ مَدَّةً. So it, the second A was made into an elongated vowel, so it became Adam. Instead of Adam, it became Adam. نعم. نعم. This is one thing. Some they say that you don't have to find a root meaning for any name, but there are names that have got root meanings, very obvious. And Arabic is full of that. Arabic is full of that. Al-Aql. It has a root meaning. Because Aql is from Iqal, time something. Because the intellect, it ties you from doing stupid things. And there is it is also called An-Nuha. An-Nuhya. An-Nuhya. Inna fi dhalika la ayatin li ulin nuha. So An-Nuhya is from An-Nahi, prevention. So the same thing also, the intellect, it prohibits, it prevents you from doing bad things. It is also called Al-Hijr. Inna fi dhalika, hal fi dhalika, hal fi dhalika, qasamun lidhi hijr. The hijr, the one of intellect. Al-Hijr is barrier. So it is a barrier between you and bad things. So you can see there is clear that these are names that have got original meaning. So there are names that have got original meanings, but there could be names that do not have original meaning. But even if you look at even the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muhammad is from Hamd, praise, the one who is praised a lot and a lot. And many names, to say, to give it as a general rule, to say that al-asma la tu'allal, is to deny al-ishtiqaq. But there is ishtiqaq, that is the extraction of the original meanings of what in Arabic. Okay, now we can see from this the distinctive feature of Adam and his children, knowledge of the names of things. And if you look at the development, at epistemology, the history of knowledge of Bani Adam, you see that is all that man is doing. He's just discovering things and naming them. It's just nomenclature. You name, you have the names of only, not only things, but even abstract things. Abstract which you can only fathom, which you can only conceive of in your brain. Like ideas. Like ideas. You know, like the names of forces, energies. All these, this is all that a human being does, to say the names of things. And then when also these things, they come into conjunction with one another, they produce another thing, and you give it another name. Day before yesterday, I was just mentioning the example of the knowledge of medicine. One of the most difficult aspects of medicine is in the knowledge of the parts of the body. Every single thing, every single bit, no matter how tiny it is, it has got a name, and you have to know it. And that is the gift that Allah gave Adam. He taught him the names of all things. And that is why also it is within the tendency of human being that he has to name everything. That was why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even his clothes he used to name them. Even his garments. His animals, the ones that he rode, he will name them. And that is why now, even when people, when they make cars, they give them names. Yeah. Even bicycles, they give them names. We know Riley, we know Ray, we know Pancake, Roti. Thumma arabahum. Then he presented them to the angels. He presented the things that Allah taught Adam their names. So it means that there are things which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala taught Adam their names. So these things, there are things that Allah taught Adam their names. Because when he says thumma aradahum, then he presented them. So it means that it is not the names that he presented. It is the things which Allah has taught Adam their names. They were the ones that Allah presented to the angels. Ay arad al musammayat, that is the things that were given those names. Wabayyana wabayyana ashkhas bani Adam wa ajnatil ashya. And what is in the individual, the body, or the journey of the children of Adam, wajnat al asha, and the journey of other things. Anbi'uni amrun ala wajhi ta'jiz. When Allah says, "Anbi'uni," tell me the names of these things. Tell me the names of these if you are right. This or command of Allah, when he says to the angel, tell me the names of these things, he said amrun ala wajhi ta'jiz. This is to show their incapacity, their inability. It is a question, it is an interrogation to show their inability. in kuntum sadiqin, ay if you are truthful fi qawlikum inna al-khalifata yufsidu fil ard, if you are truthful in saying that the vicegerent is going to spread mischief on earth, wa yasfiku ad-dima, and he will spill blood. Wa qila in kuntum sadiqin fi jawab as-su'al wal ma'rifati bil asma, and it is said in kuntum sadiqin, if you are truthful fi jawab as-su'al, in giving answers to questions, wal ma'rifati bil asma, that if you are truthful in the knowledge of the names. La ilma lana, what the angels have said, i'tiraf, this is a confession. This is a confession and an acceptance, and this is what is this is an angelic nature. An angelic nature is al-i'tiraf. You confess. That shows humility. If you don't know, you accept. Angels, they don't know arrogance, because lack of confession is arrogance. Don't you see, if you are arguing with somebody and you bring evidence to him, evidence that he cannot deny, and he refuses to accept, what is causing him to do that?
Arrogance.
So that is something that is not in with angels. So the quality of coming back to the truth and accepting the truth and submitting to the truth is the quality of humility, is an angelic quality. That is why even, you know, in the even in the languages of people, they say, oh, he's such an angel. Angelic, or to al-malaika, they are, you attribute them to fineness, to beauty, to the to excellence. So the fact that they said la ilma lana, there is no, we do not have knowledge, this is a confession. Innaka antal alimul hakim, you are the one who is perfect in knowledge and wisdom. Al alim, that is the one who has encompassed all knowledge. And al hakim, the one who is all wise, that is, everything regarding Allah invokes of knowledge, and everything regarding Allah invokes of wisdom. Wisdom, al-hikmah, is putting a thing where it belongs, which is the truth. When you put a thing where it belongs, that is its truthful position, and this is an attribute of Allah. All actions of Allah, they are wise, because Allah, he made creation with the truth. There is nothing that will not have its perfect place. So that is why when the balance is disturbed, there is problem. There is problem. Whenever the balance is disturbed, there is problem, because you have the hikmah that Allah has put, you have destroyed it. So when in your body, when the function of the pancreas in generating insulin is disturbed, you have problem. You have diabetes. And the same thing, when the atmosphere is punctured, the ozone layer is punctured, and you have dangerous radiations coming into the earth, you have problems. You have global warming. So because of what? Because you are disturbing the balance. The fact that everything is in a balanced nature, it shows Allah is wise. That is why we are always, we end our life studying a tiny part of nature. Very, very tiny part of nature. Isn't it? Because when I went to Al-Maghribi Hospital in Medina, it is the eye hospital in Medina. So before, you will have in hospital, you have the ophthalmologist who checks the health of the eye, and you have the optician who checks the vision. But when you go there, you will see doctors specializing. Someone is specializing in the lens, someone is specializing in the retina, someone even in the retina, cornea, everyone. And you know, that means that is what he has dedicated himself to do. And he will not be able to be an all-rounder. if something comes regarding the retina, even though he is a professor, mm-hmm. he started as in ophthalmology, he will refer. Mm-hmm. He will refer. And this is all why you are all studying the creation. That is the wisdom of Allah. Naam. Naam.
Can we interpret this to mean to denote full knowledge?
Mm.
Because we all know that all knowledge is from Allah.
Mm.
And it's logical to assume that it transcended through Adam to his progeny.
Mm.
All discoveries have been known by Adam.
Well, to say that everything was revealed to Adam, and all we are doing is we are discovering what was already revealed to him. We will need evidence for that. But it's because it could be that the basis of discovering all those aspects of knowledge were imparted into Adam. He was inspired by that, and that transcended to his progeny. But then the individual knowledges, it is very difficult to make such a statement, in my opinion. But we can say, you know, the basis for all this, my understanding is that the meaning of Allah teaching Adam everything is he gave him the tendency to recognize things, to recognize items, to recognize things and name them appropriately. So that is why the whole venture of knowledge of Adam is the names of ideas. Because you are always thinking of knowing a thing and then giving it a judgment. Because as they say in Mampet, in logic, you have what you call tasawur and you have al-hukum. You first conceptualize and then you relate. When you conceptualize, I think that this is, for instance, you say, this is an animal. This is an animal. So if it is an animal, it must be living. When you say it's a living thing, that is a judgment you are making. So if you see it in all this, the fact that you name it an animal and you give it the quality of life, this is all part of naming, nomenclature. This is...
But things like... motor car, plane, this pursuit, Adam must have been taught those names. They did not
exist. That may be difficult to assert. Why I say this is because Allah says in Surah An-Nahl, والخيل والبغال والحمير لتركبوها وزينة ويخلق ما لا تعلمون. And he also created الخيل, horses, والحمير, and mules, and donkeys. لتركبوها, so that you will ride on them, وزينة, and an adornment. ويخلق ما لا تعلمون. And he creates what you do not know. So it means, because if Allah told us that Allah created what we do not know. During the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they never knew the motor cars, the aeroplanes. And during our times, we know the motor cars, we know the aeroplanes, but Allah will create others that will come, which we do not know. So by this we know that it is the basis, it is the essentials or the tendency that Allah taught Adam, but not the individual things that are discoverable till the end of time. I is inconceivable. But we are talking of a prophethood. If there is evidence for that, it's possible. It is within the power of Allah to do that. To see, you know, the brain of Adam is able to encompass all things that will be discovered till the end of time. If there is evidence, it's possible. It's not beyond. It is not impossible. It is not impossible. But then, from what is said in Surah An-Nahl, it shows that there are things that are discoverable which we do not know. So, which means if we do not know them, it means that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, these are not part of this, those things that He had taught Adam. Allah Ta'ala.
Maybe it shows specific
things. Yes. Exactly, because ha'ula is ismul ishara, is pointing. These things that have been identified and presented to the angel. Now what are they? Allah a'ala. And you see, this is the beauty of the Quran, because it doesn't go into details that are that are like part of storytelling, that do not entail guidance. Or even if the Quran mentions it, not in clear terms, but in terms that have got some element of ambiguity, is for us to open a door of reflection, because the reflection is ibadah. You know, just like Ambassador made this reflection, you know, this trying to understand. You know, if it is very, very clear, there will not be difference of understanding. But then some things are clearly made in the way they are presented that have got elements of ambiguity, so to say, so that intellect may find a reason to deliberate and understand, and by so doing, you are doing acts of ibadah. Okay, let's continue the next verse. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ وَإِذْ قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ لَا إِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا نَعَمْ قَالَ يَا آدَمْ. Allah says, Ya Adam, O Adam, أَنْبِئْهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ. Inform them, tell them their names. فَلَمَّا أَنْبَأَهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ, and when he had told them their names, قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ, Allah says, did I not tell you, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, that I know the hidden of the heavens and the earth, وَأَعْلَمُ مَا تُبْدُونَ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ, and I know what you reveal and what you conceal, in your hearts. this is Ibn Juzay did not mention anything about the tafsir of this verse, but that is, فَلَمَّا أَنْبَأَهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ, when Adam informed them of their names, تَبَيَّنَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ فَضْلُ آدَمْ عَلَيْهِمْ. So when he informed them of their names, when Adam informed them of their names, it became clear to the angels the excellence of Adam over them. They accept that Adam is more excellent over them, which means that excellence is achieved by knowledge, not by what you are. You are not by what you are created from, but from what you have been given, what you have been made to acquire. That is what brings excellence. So you don't boast with your foreparents. I am from this family, I am from that family. Or I am from this, I am originally from this tribe or from that tribe, or from this country or from that country. Your excellence is from what you have achieved, And this is what Allah has given Adam, and he achieved it. So it became clear to the angels that Adam has got this excellence over them. وَحِكْمَةُ الْبَارِي وَعِلْمُهُ فِي اسْتِخْلَافِ هَذَا الْخَلِيفَةِ. And then they also realized the wisdom of Allah, the Creator, and his knowledge in making Adam, in making this vicegerent, Adam as his vicegerent. What وَأَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That is what is concealed from us, what is the secret or the hidden, what is hidden from us, فَلَمْ نُشَاهِدْهُ, and we do not, we don't see it, we don't witness it. فَإِذَا كَانَ عَالِمًا بِالْغَيْبِ فَالشَّهَادَةُ مِنْ بَعْدِ أَوْلَى. If Allah is, if there is knowledge of the unseen, I knowledge of what is manifest is more befitting. So that is why always al-ghayb is mentioned before al-shahada. Alimul ghaybi wa shahada. The knower of the unseen and the manifest. Because knowledge of the unseen, if you know what is unseen, then definitely knowledge of the manifest is obvious. So, summa. Then وَعَلَّمَ وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ وَقُلْنَا
حَسْبُكَ one back. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ, and when we said to وَإِذْ, you see this usloob, this style in the Quran, this style in the Quran, this style in the Quran, it comes a lot. Is a preposition. It shows the time of an action. The time of an action is ظرف الزمان, that has preceded. When, that is the meaning. When describes the time of an action. Cool. I was there when you came. I was in the mosque when you came. So it is the time of an action. So if is it needs it qualifies an action. It describes the time when the action took place. So normally the what you are asked, what is being described as the action, is normally not mentioned because it is understood. So when Allah says wa iz qulna, and when we said to Adam, that is, it is what is what is the action that you are asked to, that the time of its existence was being explained to you. So it is normally by major, normally the mufassirun, they say it's wadhkur, remember. Remember when we said, or know when we said, or think of when we said, or ponder on what, on when we said. So here Allah says wa idh qulna, and remember. إِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ, when we said to the angels, اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ, prostrate to Adam, فَسَجَدُوا, and they prostrated, إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ, except Iblis, إِسْتَأَبَى, he refused, وَاسْتَكْبَرْ, and was haughty, and was arrogant, وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ, and he was among those who rejected the truth, who rejected Allah. isjudu li Adam as-sujud ala wajhi at-tahiyya. This prostration is a prostration of salutation, greeting. Wa qila ibadatan lillah wa Adam kal qibla. But then some they said no, this was actually an act of worship of Allah, and Adam is made the qibla. But when we look at what was mentioned in Surah Yusuf, when his parents, they bowed down in prostration as salutation to Yusuf, you know that this is what the first meaning is, the obvious one. It's a salutation, not an act of worship to Allah. This is the opinion of some Mufassirun. You know, just as when we face the Kaaba in prostration, we are not prostrating to the Kaaba, we are prostrating to Allah, but we are facing the direction of the Kaaba by the command of Allah. So they are saying that it is as though you know, the angels, they prostrated to Allah but facing Adam. But then the sujood was said to be for him, isjudu li Adam. But if it is ibadah, wasjudu lillahi alladhi khalaqahum, la tasjudu lishamsi wala lilqamar. Do not prostrate to the sun nor to the moon. Wasjudu lillah, but prostrate to Allah. So actually, but when he said isjudu li Adam, prostrate to Adam, it means that the prostration is not the prostration that is done to Allah. Fasajadu wa ruya anna min awwal man sajada Israfil. It was mentioned that the first to prostrate was Israfil, the angel that will have the horn, that holds the horn which controls existence. Blowing it will bring the end of existence. ولذلك جازاه الله بولاية اللوح المحفوظ. And it is because of that Allah, he compensated him with watching over the protected slate, اللوح المحفوظ, in which the names of all things are there. But you know, these kind of things, to believe in them, you will need evidence from the Quran or from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because this is part of the unseen. So the most likely thing is that these are things which were related from the people of the book, which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has permitted us to accept, to narrate stories from them. But when they tell us something, we should say only Allah knows, Allahu a'lam. So that if it is falsehood, we may not accept it, and if it is the truth, we may not reject it. But he said, "Hadithu an ahli al-kitab wa la haraj." You can relate things from the people of the book, and there is no harm in that. So these are the kind of things, and it is a lot in tafsir. In tafsir, you find them a lot because of this permission that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given. Illa Iblis. استثناء متصل عند من قال انه كان ملكا except Iblis. Illa Iblisa. This is how the verse came. Illa Iblisa. Illa Iblisa. This is what is called a conjectured istithna, that is taking out some elements of a general statement from it if they are the same. In Arabic, when you say ja al qawmu illa zaydan, naam, ja al qawmu, the people came, illa zaydan, except Zayd. But when you say ja al qawmu illa himarun, the people came but the donkey did not come. You don't say the people came except the donkey. Go? Because they are not the same. A donkey is not part of the people. But you can say the people came except Zayd. So in Arabic, you denote this concept. You see how brilliant, you know, the Arabs are. They say the people came except Zayd. But you say the people came, but the donkey did not. And it's the same uslub, but they just, the change is with the vowel. جَاءَ الْقَوْمُ إِلَّا زَيْدًا. And you say جَاءَ الْقَوْمُ إِلَّا حِمَارٌ. You don't say حِمَارًا. So the vowels, the vowelization, it is what distinguishes between what is part of the al-mustasna minhu, the one from which you are taken. What is the meaning of istisnani?
Exception.
You know, the things that you are making the exception from. So here, fasajadu illa iblisa. Fasajadu, they prostrated. Who are the ones that prostrated? The angels. Illa iblisa. He says bilfat. But if he says illa iblisa, this istisna, this exception, is this muttasil or munqati? It's muttasil. It is like jaa al qawm illa zaydan. So now this is but this has become, you know, a source of contention, of differences. You see, when you say jaa al qawm illa zaydan in Arabic, it is called istisna muttasil, exception that is joined, that is conjuncted. And when you say جَاءَ الْقَوْمُ إِلَّا حِمَارٌ, it is it's called إِسْتِثْنَاء مُنْقَطِع. You know, that is, this is an exception that is disconnected. So this إِسْتِثْنَاء إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ, is it مُتَّصِل or مُنْقَطِع? It's مُتَّصِل, Or any other opinion? الْقَوْلُ الثَّانِي. It is مُتَّصِل. Because it is with fatha, illa iblisa. So in Arabic grammar, it is muttasil. Now, if it is muttasil, it shows that iblis is one of the angels. He is one of the angels. No, let's say no. But technically, if it is muttasil, he is part of the angels by this. This is what Ambassador is saying. Why do we say he's among them when the Quran shows it is the Quran is an Arabic Quran? Kana min al jinn. Wa qulna lil malaikati isjudu li adama fasajadu illa iblisa kana min al jinn. Illa iblisa, he was among the jinn. So it is, even though it is ittisal muttasil, but Iblis, he was with the angels, but he was not one of them, because Allah has clearly said that he is among the jinn. He is created from a different kind of creation, the jinn. So, but he was, because he was with the angels, by his position being the origin of the jinn, he was also asked to prostrate together with them. Innahu muttasil inda man qala innahu kana malakan. Then those who say that he was an angel, they say that this is our evidence. Wa munqati' inda man qala kana min al jinn. And those who say he was with the jinn, they say this is ittisal muttasil munqati'. But then if it is munqati', how come it is mansub? Then they will have to show that even if it is istithna muttasil, you can do nasb. And they can bring evidence from Arabic language to support what they say. Istakbar, he was arrogant, he was haughty. لِقَوْلِهِ, why do we say istakbar? أَيْ لِقَوْلِهِ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ. Because this was what he said. You see the way Allah relates the story. Allah mentioned this story of the prostration of the angels to Adam in different places in the Quran. This is the first place in Baqarah. Then he mentioned it in Surah Al-A'raf. Then he mentioned it in Surah Al-Ra'd. Then he mentioned it in only one verse in Surah Al-Kahf. Then he mentioned it in Surah Sad. And in each place, you know, there is something which is not in another place. And so here illa iblisa aba, and in another place illa iblisa lam yakun min as-sajidin, he was not among those who prostrated, that is he took himself away. But here Allah says aba, he refused, was takbar, and he was haughty, because he said in Surah Al-A'raf, he said qala ana khayrun minhu khalaqtani min narin wa khalaqtahu min teen, you created me from fire and you created him from clay. So because of that, he felt he had a station and Adam had a station, and his own station is higher than that of Adam. And prostration means humility, means coming down from your station to a lower station, and he will not accept to do that. And that is the essence of the devilish nature, the devilish nature, the iblisi nature, that is istikbar. Istikbar. And it is the reason for the for going to hellfire. It is the reason for going to hellfire, istikbar. لِيَدْخُلُوا أَبْوَابَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا فَبِئْسَ مَثْوَى الْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ. Enter you the gates of hellfire, you will abide therein forever, and terrible it is as the house, or as the place, as the place of the arrogant, the place of the arrogant. It is because it is the iblisi nature. وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ, he was among those who rejected. إِلَى كَفَرَ بِإِبَايَتِهِ مِنَ السُّجُودِ, he did kufr in by his refusal to prostrate. وَذَلِكَ دِنَاءً عَلَى أَنَّ الْمَعْصِيَةَ كُفْرُ, but that is based on the fact that on the principle that says an act of disobedience is like an act of kufr. وَالْأَظْهَرُ, but the actual the more manifest meaning, annahu kafara bi'tiradihi 'ala Allah, he rejected because he challenged God, he challenged Allah. Wa tafihihi lahu fi amrihi bisujudi li Adam, and he mocked at God, he mocked at Allah, for by commanding him, by giving the command to prostrate to Adam, because he say أَسْجُدُ لِمَنْ خَلَقْتَ طِينًا, this is a mockery. How can I prostrate to what you created, to some to a being that you created from clay? So that is mockery. That is the kufr of Iblis, not the refusal to prostrate, but the challenge, to challenge Allah. That is why it is said that, so somebody who refuses to refuses to make ablution in order to pray, you are I will give another example. Somebody who refuses to obey his parents, the refusal itself is not kufr. But if you say, there is nothing wrong with me not obeying my parents, then that is kufr. Or like if you say, if you refuse to pay zakah, and you say, I will not pay zakah because I feel it is oppressive. How can you take my money? If you say, no, I won't pay zakah because wallahi, I have, if somebody says he won't pay the car, as an act of disobedience, he disobeyed. But if he says, if he challenges the authority to prescribe the car, to say the car, I don't agree that it is obligatory. I don't believe, because how can you tax me over my wealth? That is a challenge. That is challenging Allah. So that is why, you know, normally they say that this is an obligation prescribed by Allah and the Messenger. And anyone who denies it, he becomes kafir. Because in the denial, you are challenging Allah. So this is the Iblisi nature. وَلَيْتَ كُفْرُهُ كُفْرَ جُحُودٍ. His rejection, وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ, is not a rejection of denial. لِإِتِرَافِهِ بِالرُّبُوبِيَّةِ, because he recognized the lordship of Allah. He recognized that Allah is the Lord. But so he did not deny the lordship of Allah over him. So the kufr that he did is a kufr of ibadah. That is, he challenged Allah to worship him. He challenged the worship of Allah. So that is why they say from this that when you accept Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, it doesn't mean that somebody may accept Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, but you will still be a kafir. Like the polytheists. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. If you are to ask them who created the heavens and the earth, they will say it is Allah. But still then, they are mushrikun, because their acceptance of Tawheed al-Rububiyyah did not make them Muslims. Your acceptance of Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, that is, you accept to worship Allah, to submit to Allah, that is what makes you a Muslim. So even if you accept that God is Lord and He is your Rabb, but you don't accept to worship Him, your acceptance of Tawheed al-Rububiyyah will not make you a Muslim.
Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.